The astounding profitability of mining has helped drive Australia's prosperity over the past decade, but a report to be released today shows the sector has also been a major recipient of state government largesse. While the state coffers are boosted by royalties, analysis by think tank the Australia Institute shows that in some cases well over half of that money is handed straight back through direct and indirect grants. Simon Fraser reports.
The Australia Institute has pored over the past six budgets from each state and territory, finding at least $17.6 billion worth of assistance for the mining sector. Richard Dennis is the Institute's executive director.
They support the mining and fossil fuels industry more generally in quite a wide range of ways. There are direct subsidies exempting them from taxes, for example. There's the infrastructure that they build and supply to the mining industry. And then there's the more indirect ways, like providing cheap services.
Not surprisingly, the mining states of Queensland and Western Australia top the list, spending $9.5 and $6 billion respectively. The report shows the coal sector has received more than half of the public funds spent, despite iron ore being Australia's biggest export money spinner. Dr. Dennis says in the current financial year, almost 60% of Queensland's mining royalties will be given back to the industry.
The Queensland government has spent about as much money supporting its mining industry as it's spent on building new hospitals. The Western Australian government has spent about as much money as it's spent on its police force. So these are enormous sums of money.
And why is this happening at a state level? I mean, traditionally states get involved with this sort of thing to try to bring business there over somewhere else, but minerals are pretty fixed.
Of all the industries that states should want to use subsidies to attract, the mining industry would be the last. The thing that attracts the mining industry to a state is the quality and the quantity of the mineral resources. They can't threaten to take their mines elsewhere.
Queensland Nurses Union Secretary Beth Mole is among those who's been given a sneak peek at the report. She says the figures fly in the face of the small government rhetoric coming from politicians and others, including mining magnate Gina Rinehart.
The health system has suffered because the priorities of government are all wrong. It's not to say that there isn't a need for some form of subsidies, but really, surely the priorities must be in terms of essential service provision and not in largesse to big business.
Even if the assistance can be justified, after spending weeks going through the fine print of budget papers, the Australia Institute says governments of all persuasions should provide that information up front.
Simon Fraser and the Chief Executive of the Minerals Council of Australia, Brendan Pearson, rejects the report. He's told Rachel Brown the Productivity Commission consistently finds the mining industry receives no subsidies.
We do not regard this as an independent research report. We haven't seen the report, but it certainly doesn't ring true with our experience.
So you disagree that governments are subsidising mining to this extent?
Look, the most independent analysis of assistance to industry sectors in Australia is that done by the Productivity Commission. It has found year after year that the mining industry receives no subsidies.
What about through direct and indirect grants?
The Australian mining industry spends more on infrastructure and on building the towns, the networks, the infrastructure that service our mines than any other sector. Is it an affront to the mining industry for this, as I say, the research arm of the Greens Party, to again suggest that the industry is receiving billions of dollars in subsidies when in the last 6 years alone, the mining industry contributed $121 billion in federal and state revenues.
You mentioned infrastructure. Would you disagree that Queensland is spending the same on the mining sector as it is on building new hospitals?
Look, that's nonsense. The mining industry is a major contributor to the economic welfare of Queensland. It always has been and always will be.
What would be a closer figure to what states, Queensland for example, gives the mining sector each year?
Look, the most important number here is that the Australian mining industry has contributed $121 billion in federal and state revenues over the last 6 years. We will dissect this report when we receive it, but I can assure you people should treat work from the research arm of the Greens Party with great suspicion.
Would it be helpful to the Minerals Council and the mining sector in general if governments of all persuasions put more detailed information up front? The Australia Institute says it spent weeks going through budget papers fine print.
Look, as I said, the Productivity Commission does the most extensive review of industry assistance in this country. It finds year after year that the mining industry receives no subsidies. We should treat this work with great suspicion.
The Chief Executive of the Minerals Council of Australia, Brendan Pearson, speaking with Rachel Brown.